Is her pulse rapid? Murmured Miss Level. You say her skin is cold, but she's sweating. Is she breathing rapidly? It sounds like shock. Keep her warm. Raise her legs. Watch her carefully. Try to remove the cause. Her head slumped. Rob turned to Awfully Wee Billy.
A horse with cuttons round it, he said. Where did you get all that, Blethers? There's a big hoose near the Long Lake, and they read stories to their wee bairn, and I got along and listened frae a mouse hole, said Awfully Wee Billy. One day I snuck in and looked at the pictures, and there was big jobs called knits, with shields and armour and horses with cuttons. Well, it worked, Blethers though it be, said Rob Anybody. He looked at Tiffany.
She was lying down, so he was about as high as her chin. It was like walking around a small hill.
"Crivens, it does me nae good at all to see the poor wee thing like this," he said, shaking his head. "Come on, lads, get that cover off the bed and put that cushion under her feet."
"Rob," said Daft Willie.
"Aye,"
Rob was staring at the unconscious Tiffany.
"How are we going to get into her heed? There's got to be something to guide us in." "Aye, Wooly, and I ken what it's going to be, 'cause I've been using my heed for thinking," said Rob. "You've seen the big wee hag often enough, right? Well, see this necklet?"
He reached up. The silver horse had slipped around Tiffany's neck as she lay on the floor. It hung there amid the amulets and dark glitter.
"Aye," said Wooly.
"It was a present from that son of the Baron," said Rob, "and she's kept it. She's tried to turn hersel into some kind of creature of the night, but something made her keep this. It'll be in her heed, too. 'Tis important to her. All we need to do is frant a wheelstone on it, and it'll tack us right where she is."
If anyone knew what this meant, they'd know a lot more about the Nacmac Feagle's way of travelling. Daft Wooly scratched his head.
"But I thought she thought he was just a big pile of jobbies," he said. "I seen her out walking, and when he comes riding past, she sticks her nose in the air and looks the other way. In fact, sometimes I seen her wait around a full 25 minutes for him to come past, just so she can do that." "Ach, weel, no man kens the working of the female mind," said Rob Anybody loftily. "We'll follow the horse."
From Fairies and How to Avoid Them by Miss Perspicacia Tick. No one knows exactly how the Nacmac Feagles step from one world to another. Those who have seen Feagles actually travel this way say that they apparently throw back their shoulders and thrust out one leg straight ahead of them. Then they wiggle their foot and are gone. This is known as the crawl step, and the only comment on the subject by a Feagle is, "It's all in the ankle movement, you ken." They appear to be able to travel magically between worlds of all kinds, but not within a world. For this purpose, they assure people, they have feats. The sky was black, even though the sun was high. It hung at just past noon, lighting the landscape as brilliantly as a hot summer day, but the sky was midnight black, shorn of stars. This was the landscape of Tiffany Aching's mind. The Feagles looked around them. There seemed to be downland underfoot, rolling and green.
"She tells the land what it is. The land tells her who she is," whispered Awfully Wee Billy. "She really does hold the soul of the land in her heed."
"Aye, so 'tis," muttered Rob Anybody. "But there's nae creatures ye ken, nae ships, nae birdies."
Maybe something scared them awa', said Daft Willie.
There was indeed no life. Stillness and silence ruled here. In fact, Tiffany, who cared a lot about getting words right, would have said it was a hush, which is not the same as a silence. A hush is what you get in cathedrals at midnight.
"OK, lads," Rob Anybody whispered. "We dinna ken what we're going to find, so you tread as light as e'er foot can fall, understand? Let's find the big wee hag."
They nodded and stepped forward like ghosts. The land rose slightly ahead of them to some kind of earthworks. They advanced on it carefully, wary of ambush, but nothing stopped them as they climbed two long mounds in the turf that made a sort of a cross.
"Man-made," said Big Yan when they reached the top. "Just like in the old days, Rob."
The silence sucked his speech away.
"This is deep inside of the big wee hag's head," said Rob Anybody, looking around warily. We dunno know what made them. I dunno like this, Rob, said a Feagle.